A small group of us held a sacred ritual on Big River Beach, Sunday, July 11th, at the same time of the total solar eclipse. Only visible in Chile, Argentina, and Peru, the moon blocked the sun for a time and certainly appeared more powerful than the Sky King. How symbolic. Now, some might say a solar eclipse, so what? As if to suggest the universal cosmic events are unimportant, fal-de-ral and fiddly-dee. It seems a bit arrogant to me to think the intelligent design, the precise chemistry of the universe which creates our perfect solar system, affording us life on Earth, has no influence in our oh-so-very-important existence. Many of the rulers of the past related themselves to the sun. The patriarchy claims the sky as its domain. Think our Father who art in heaven. The most obvious connotation is that when a boy child is born, he, of course, is the sun. Well, being a lover of linguistics and divine metaphors, as you know I am, I must act accordingly. In acknowledging the metaphor of the feminine moon eclipsing the sun, we give credence to the idea that using ritual in tune with the forces of nature will bring radical change, challenging the patriarchal rule that has dominated our planet for thousands of years. As the moon eclipsed the sun, the new moon went into Cancer. Still, some say astrology and numerology are a bunch of hooey. But when I reflect on the calendar and recent catastrophic events, like the invasion of Iraq on the eve of spring equinox in 2003, or the explosion of the Deepwater Horizon on 420, I think there is a method to the madness. 911 certainly has and always will have enormous numerical significance. So, on 7-11, connotation noted, we hitched a ritual of weeping and wailing to a truly physical phenomenon in our cosmological cycle. The act of doing so gives us context for the arc of our revolution, which is a movement to find balance on planet Earth. The sign of Cancer is about home. Women have a traditional connection to the moon that is ancient and aligns us with nature's rhythms as we experience our own menstrual cycle. In fact, many women indicate they are bleeding by saying they are on their moon or moonstruating. Maybe you've heard of the moon hut, a native term used for the place where women retreat to use the power of the cycle for dreams, to prophesize, nurture, and refresh themselves. The tides rule us all, yet as women, our wombs, like the sea, are the environment for life to come to fruition. Humans are undeniably ruled by water because we are full of it. 70%. We are all deeply involved in that way. No one can deny it. It is time to raise the feminine yin, dark, watery presence, into her rightful position. For really, what else on earth are we supposed to do to address these overwhelming crises? Well, for one thing, having a good cry is the first step to at least our own well-being. So our circle of women had a good cry in reverence, in grief, and in awe, as we stood in the presence of our Mendocino Coast's precious, green, healthy, mystical, living, giving ocean. Our salt tears filled to the brim with pain, compassion, remorse, and gratitude as we called out. We hear our mother calling out, our dolphins, our whales, our turtles, krill, coral beds. We feel their suffering in our wombs and bloodstreams, and we hear the call. Our friend Lisa Dement, who brought the Ocean's Underwater film exhibit to the Oddfellows Hall this weekend, provided us with a truly intimate chance to see and virtually swim with dolphins she has filmed off the coast of Oahu. As we discussed the tragedy of the Gulf oil leak, Lisa said, "Dolphins are highly intelligent species, and they're mostly evacuating the premises. But there are those pods that are sacrificing themselves and swimming through the oil plumes to make a stand, to reach out to us and see if we notice, if we react, if we change. We have no one to answer to but them, and we did." In closing the ritual, our circle of women stood on the sand at the edge of the water. One of our sisters said, "The tides are turning." And sure enough, as she uttered her prayer's intention,
this is Sherry Glazer,
the tide instantly
archive
turned,
commentaries
and all our feet got wet, and we
Sherry
had
Glazer
to laugh. Such is the nature of things. I then took out a bottle of essential oil in a blend called Hope. I dripped one drop of hope in the ocean, and it rippled into the waves. That vibration touched every molecule in our oceans and resonated in our bodies. Believe it or not, it's all the same water. If there's anything that makes us one, it's water. Holy water, blessed water, sacred water. This is Sherry Glazer Love. Archive commentaries are available at sherryglazer.net.